How can you wipe out those sins? The blood of Christ. Gentleness, goodness. You know, gentleness. That doesn't mean, like, oh, I never am hard. I never correct my children. No, wouldn't do that. Better that they grow up as spoiled brats. Better that they grow up... You know, that's what the scriptures say. He that spareth the rod... It doesn't say spare the rod and spoil the child. It says, he that spareth the rod hates his son. And I don't care, you know, the law, whatever. They pass whatever laws they want. It's like, you know what? I am confident that everything I've done on behalf of my children has been not just good for them, but good to them. I always count everything I've done as nothing for me or because of the way I felt, but to save their lives. I mean, literally, my children have to, I mean, if your kids don't listen to you, what'll happen if they run out in the street and you yell stop? And they no, mommy. Children die that way. That's why if you do not correct them, you hate them. Meekness, temperance. Temperance is self-control. Self-control. Being able to control yourself. See, that's the thing. It's like, it is a fruit of the Spirit. Meaning, oh, I can't just do that on my own? Some people are naturally better at it than others. You know, I mean, there's such a panoply of human beings. Some people are better at some things than others, really. But to exhibit not just one of these or a selection of these things, but you're supposed to have all these things in a complete package. And it is the fruit that is produced by the presence of the Spirit. It's one fruit, but it's like, you know, and the fruit's got vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin C, right? That's what these things are like. It's like the ingredients in that fruit. It's sweet, sour, you know. It provides this vitamin, that vitamin, etc., etc. Gentleness, Christotes, usefulness, or moral excellence in character or demeanor. See, that's gentleness. It's kind of an odd word to translate that way, don't you think? Meaning, it makes me think more of the way we would think of in English virtue, because in Greek the word translated virtue, like later on, like in Peter, is actually manliness. I think it's this, like, excellent character. Now, meekness, that is probably what you're thinking of as the term of gentleness, or by implication, humility. Or comes from where it means mild or gentle. But again, in a sense of, in the sense of tame. Not wild. Meek. Not minding high things. It does not, you know, as many things. It's like, you look at the examples, you see. Jesus Christ was meek, but he said things like, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! How will you escape the damnation of hell? You know, but he wasn't a guy who went around saying, I'm the Christ! I'm the Messiah! Bow before me! You know. Humility. Against such there is no law. You know, it's funny, when I tell some people, I say, we need to be righteous in Christ. We need to have Christ formed in us. We have to become like him, which means without sin. They say, well, if you were ever without sin, you'd become proud. Two interesting points. And that Paul said that he was given the infirmity of the flesh, lest he should be exalted without measure. So there are things God can do to prevent that. Second thing would be, if I was proud, well, now I wouldn't be righteous anymore, would I? So the ideas are mutually exclusive. I can't be without sin and be proud. Because if I was without sin and then became proud, that would be manifesting sin in my life, which would not be righteous. You know, it's very seems very simple to me. So pride is one of those things that's got to go. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Interesting. I mean, it's like, if we live in the Spirit, we've been raised to newness of life in Christ, let's walk that way. And what did he say? Walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Because, you see, people had come in saying, if you do this, this will justify you in the sight of God. If you get circumcised, that's like your key to righteousness. Then God will be pleased with you. And I'll say, all these things can be done as a law. Okay, we need to, all right, let's have it. We're going to go on a 40-day program. So we're all going to become love, joy, peace, long-suffering. We're going to spend a week on each one. And hopefully by the end, we're all going to be bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit. Again, here's the problem. You know why people don't like to preach this way? Because I have to tell you, believe it and let it, and have it happen to you, right? And then it doesn't happen to some people. Now, for some people, it's just the long suffering of God, His patience, His goodness towards you to bring you to repentance. Okay? He sometimes, we have to remember verse 5, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We wait for it. Because remember, we hope for things that are not seen, Paul taught in Romans. Remember, he said, I want to go to this quickly before we finish this. I know this has been a long study. But you could have taken a break at any point if you weren't interested. Anyways, or if you had to stop. I know a lot of people have to stop, such as my wife, who has always been my number one student. And my number one encourager in the Lord. I'm thinking of, I guess I just wanted to go there and tell you exactly where it is, right? For I know it's on the left side. Ah, yes. I found it. Chapter 8 of Romans, verse 24. Listen to this. We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? Now look at here. We through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Meaning, you don't see it yet, do you? Okay? I don't see it in me. Not 100%. Because that's what it has to be. It has to be 100%. Remember we read in verse 19, he who does these things. Now I see Christ being formed in me. Oh, yes. Because of all the things he's done so far. I mean, it isn't a two-cell, it isn't just a sperm and an egg anymore.